A sniping took place in Arlington, Virginia, in the Clarendon District about an hour ago at 0600 hours, outside of a condo building called Wilson Place. FBI Supervisory Special Agent in Charge Jack Harper started his briefing with one heck of a punch. Jack was my boss and the leader of a team with the Behavioral Analysis Unit, which consisted of myself, Brandon Fisher, Paige Dawson, and a new member, Kelly Marsh. Kelly was a former homicide detective with the Miami Police Department and had recently replaced Zach Miles, who took a desk job as an FBI analyst because he was starting a family and wanted to increase his chances of returning home at night. Risk was minimal behind a monitor versus staring down the barrel of a gun held by a psychopath, which we did far more often than I'd like. The team was in a conference room at the FBI office in Quantico, Virginia, and I was seated directly across the table from Jack. Arlington was essentially our neighbor, but I wasn't overly familiar with the city's segments. Clarendon? What kind of neighborhood is that?
Clarendon is the downtown area near the courthouse district. Lots of condo buildings. Upper class.
Jack responded without enthusiasm, proof he wasn't too thrilled that I'd cut in with questions before he'd finished laying out the situation. He continued.
Several civilians have been taken to the hospital for stress-induced illnesses, panic attacks, and the like. But there is only one reported casualty, a prosecuting attorney by the name of Daryl Reed.
I'd keep my thoughts to myself for now, but prosecutors, by the very nature of their jobs, attracted enemies. Though revenge usually took the form of a bullet from a handgun or stabbing, maybe strangulation. So why had he been taken out so dramatically?
We've been asked to look at the evidence, establish a profile on the sniper, and conduct a threat analysis, Jack said. We need to know what we're dealing with here. Was this an isolated incident, or are more attacks planned?
I looked at Kelly, her shoulder-length brown hair, brown eyes, and neon-green nail polish, to each her own. But I also couldn't help but think that for her first case with the BAU, she netted an anomaly. Our team was normally assigned to profile and track down serial killers, but a shooting like the one in Arlington, given its vicinity to Washington, D.C., needed to be handled swiftly.
My guess is the area's busy this time of day, Paige started. The fact there was only one death makes it seem like Reed was targeted.
I thought the same, I admitted. But why such a drastic means for taking him out? Regardless, we're looking for a skilled sniper. Someone who is former military or law enforcement? Someone who still is? Jack looked at me with a serious expression.
The sniper might be skilled, but not necessarily intelligent, Kelly tossed out, and we all looked at her.
We're listening, I said, challenging her to continue. When Kelly and I had first met during an investigation this past spring, we hadn't exactly hit it off. We butted heads repeatedly. It had taken facing down a serial killer together to morph the dynamics of our relationship into something congenial.
Let's say Reed was the target.
She gestured, her arm shooting out emphatically, her green polish grabbing my attention again.
Why not shoot several people to throw off the investigation? We wouldn't know who the intended victim was, and it would take longer to hunt down motive.
We're just getting started. Motive is likely still a long way off, I peacocked. Besides, it's also possible the sniper could have missed the intended target and hit Reed by mistake.
Not based on what's come into us, Jack stated sourly.
Reed was hit directly in the chest. Now each of you has a folder. He laid a hand on his and gestured to the ones in front of each of us on the table.
Nadia prepared them, but there's very little there.
Nadia Weber was our assigned analyst who worked out of Quantico along with us. But while our work mostly took us into the field, she remained holed up in a windowless office. The three of us opened our folders. As Jack had said, there wasn't much. Only Reed's driver's license photo blown up to letter size, his basic background, and contact information for the building's management.
Nadia's in communication with officers on the ground and is gathering as much intel as she can, Jack added.
Kelly held Reed's background in one hand and pressed a fingertip to the full-page photo of Reed.
What do we know about him besides he was a prosecutor?
Nothing much. Everything we know is in there. Jack nudged his head toward the file. Keep in mind that the first rule of profiling is never jump to a motive. We do that, and we might as well hand in our badges. Our priority right now is whether or not we can rule out terrorism.
Kelly slid her bottom lip through her teeth, clearly uncomfortable by Jack's mini-lecture, but she'd appeared frazzled from the moment she came in the door this morning, as if she were running behind and trying to catch up. She'd come to realize soon enough that this job usually felt like that. After all, we were usually steps behind the unsubs, the unidentified subjects.